All right. Everybody say, all right. I drank some bubbly back there, and I really feel like a burp's coming on, but we're going to hope it doesn't happen. If it does, just let it go, okay? I roll with it. Guys, I don't know if you guys realize this, but God's already been doing some amazing things at this camp, and it's only day number two. I say it's only day number three, but we only have one full day left tomorrow, so let's not let that pass. Something else you may not realize, we've had a band here doing worship for the third year now. And they're a godsend. Let me just tell you a little bit about this band that you may not know. This band here, they're so humble. They're not just amazing. They're not just anointed. I joke around about it with them and say, I wish you guys were anointed. That'd be great. They're super anointed, but also these guys actually play in front of thousands of people at some times. These guys actually tour with some of the biggest Christian bands out there. These all guys also, a couple weeks ago, came to our theater and played just as hard for 5 to 10 people as they do for the thousands that they play for. Why do they do it? Because that's who they're missionaries for Jesus. And they love you, and they want to see you set free. And I love them because that's what we want tonight, right? We want you free. I'm not talking about freedom from demon possessed. I'm just talking about free. Live a life of free. A free life. And that's them. So let's give Chaotic Resemblance another hand. I love those guys. Not only those guys, but their dad and their wives are amazing. They're great people. All right. Enough of them. Enough of them. Jeez. All right. All right. So tonight, yeah, we're going to speak a little bit on eternal forgiveness and what some people would call back in the day, sanctification or righteousness, all right? But I'm going to go a little bit deeper on some of those subjects. Is that all right? We're not going to take long. Don't worry. I'm not long-winded. My mom taught me if you can't say it in 20 to 30 minutes, you might as well sit down, Gene. That's what she said, okay? How many of you guys know this? That, let's just a show of hands, that Jesus, this is simple, Jesus loves you. Just please, because seriously, if you're not raising your hand and you don't know, then you're not listening to me, because you should know by being around here that Jesus loves you, okay? Also, Jesus lived a perfect life throughout. He was tempted in every way, and he lived a perfect life so that, and died on the cross, and raised from the dead for your sins. Thank you, sir. For your sins. How many of you guys know that? Now, let me tell you this. I grew up, my mom was a single mom. I have two brothers. And how many of you guys know that probably we were some hellions, right? How many would guess that me times three plus two plus worse? We're some pretty crazy people, right? Let me ask you this. Do you think we ever got in trouble or did some stupid stuff? Raise your hand if you think, oh yeah, it's the truth. It happened, okay? Let me tell you, if I told you some of the stories that we did, you would probably look at me weird or crazy. But let me tell you something super important. No matter what we did, my mom never disowned us, ever. And there was some crazy stuff, okay? Let me tell you this. My mom did not get saved until, or ask Christ into her heart, or believe that what Jesus did on the cross for her sins until I was 19 years old. Okay, so that means this. My mom raised us kids, and we did crazy things, and she still never disowned us even before she was saved. I'm going to make a point here. So if you think my mom never disowned us for doing crazy things before she was saved, do you think we have a father in heaven that would never disown us regardless? If my mom did it as a non-Christian, do you think our heavenly father would ever disown you? Listen, I know you guys probably think, oh, I know some of you guys probably have done some, in your mind, some crazy things. And some of you guys might think, no, I'm actually been a pretty good kid. You know what? God forgave us once and for all for everything we did, no matter what we've done or no matter what you'll ever do. Does that make sense to you? We should know that by now. If you've been going to this camp for any amount of time or your church, I guarantee that's been poured into your life, right? Because it's the truth. Now, other churches, or even back where I grew up in churches, man, I'll tell you a funny story. When I was 21 years old, I was at a youth camp. Most of you guys know Christian. He was not even one year old, okay? Went to this youth camp, and there was a camp director, a brand new camp director. He was old. He was, I'm guessing at that time, 68 or 69. But to me, as a 21-year-old, that was old. Okay? And he had a rule at this camp. This was never a rule before, but he had a rule that guys couldn't cross a certain line, you know, and girls couldn't cross this certain line over here. And then at first I thought, that's so stupid. That's dumb, you know. And I had heard crazy things about this guy before. I was like, this guy's so strict. It's not going to be very fun at camp this year, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, I was like, golly. So that as the week went by, everything he said or did got on my nerves. Seriously, I was like, golly. This camp used to be fun. Then old Jack came along, and now it's no fun. And I got to a point where, my goodness. And all of a sudden, one night, the second to the last night of camp, I had this stomach ache, and I thought, man, I've got to use the restroom. And I went to the bathroom, and I couldn't use the restroom. And I thought, man, I'll just pee. And I couldn't pee. So I thought, and it was such a pain I've never had before. Cecil knows this guy, Jack Cornell. Sorry if you know him. I thought he was horrible. Anyway, and I was like, golly, I really feel like I'm going to die. I mean, if you've never had a pain in your life and it's scary, have you ever had? I mean, anyone ever? Maybe it's just me. Man, there's fear that goes in your mind. And I literally thought, I was like, I've got to go talk to Jack Cornell. If I'm going to die tonight, I need to go tell him that, how I felt in my heart about him. Because, listen, this sounds stupid, because if I was going to die tonight and I didn't forgive this guy, then I wouldn't go into heaven. That sounds dumb, right? Does that sound stupid to you? Anyone here? That sounds pretty dumb. But also, if I'm driving down the road, this doesn't have to do with that, and I'll finish that story, and if I'm driving down the road and the speed limit's 65 miles an hour, and I'm going 75 miles an hour listening to country music, and I got in a wreck and died, guess what? Even though I was a Christian, I was going to go to hell. Why? Because not only was I listening to something I shouldn't have listened to, but I was speeding doing it. Does that sound stupid? Yeah, it sounds real dumb, but there's still churches out there that preach this to you. Okay? So Jack, I went up to Jack and I was like, Jack Corner, I pounded on his camper door, and this guy, he got up and he's like, what's going on, brother? And I was like, Jack, I'm sick right now. I think I need an ambulance. I don't know what's going on. I said, but I need to tell you this. I said, I hate everything you've done. I think you've done a horrible job at camp, and I just want to let you know how I feel about you, and I'm sorry I felt that way. And he was like, well, brother, I didn't know you even felt that way. I thought you've been doing a great job out here. I never knew you even felt that way. The whole week long, I was like, it was like eating me up, right? And he's like, oh, I forgive you, brother. No big deal. And I thought, the only thing I thought was, now if I die, I can go to heaven. Sounds stupid, but it was true. So here's what happened. I had a kidney stone, a huge one. Actually, it was big enough. It was a 3-carat stone when I passed it. I put it on a ring. No, just joking. All right. She's like, what? Okay. That sounds pretty dumb, right? Saying that to say this. Guys, that's extreme, okay? But let me tell you something. I'm going to relate that to something that you guys probably do once in a while, something that hits you once in a while, okay? And I'm going to show you a video here in a second, and it relates to this, and I think it's going to, and then I'm going to make a couple points past that, and then we're done, okay? But listen, I'm gonna show this video. It's not a video of me. It's an actual movie, part of a clip. All right, Bill Hackworth's back there thinking it's gonna be a video of me regurgitating something. You missed that earlier. Okay. All right. So on the count of three, say this with me. Hey DJ Jack, hit that track. 1, 2, 3.
Was amazing. Wait, how am I supposed to do that?
With the power-ups. They give us special abilities.
Ugh, really?
Go on, eat it.
Now this has to be a mushroom, because I just hate mushrooms and... Okay. Are you sure there's not like a...
Down the hatch! Yep, there it is, and all gone.
Oh, not cool! Whoa! I'm tall!
And strong. And you can jump.
Oh, I got this. No problem.
Oh, yeah. When you get hit, you lose the power.
Great.
Come on, try again.
Where are all the good men gone? Where's the sweet white girl?
Long journey ahead of us, Mustache.
But I didn't make it.
You almost did. No one gets it right away.
How many tries did it take you?
Oh, so many. I was not good at it. Worse than you.
You got it right away, didn't you?
I got it right away, but I grew up here.
Okay, now you're just trying to make me feel better.
No. No.
Okay, then they kiss. No, just kidding. Listen up. So, how do you do this? How do you live this Christian life? What's righteousness? What is that? That's right standing before God, okay? That's just a simple definition of you being right in the eyes of Jesus. How do you do that? Well, I'm going to illustrate here. What happened whenever he got that mushroom? He got big and strong and was able to do crazy things, right? Listen. What'd she say? When you eat this, it gives you power. That power is the Holy Ghost is really what's going to get you. Do you hear me? Christian living, there's a difference, I believe, in just Christian living and then Christian living with the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me? Because that power is really what's going to help you make it. Okay? Because this... What happened every time he got hit or whatever? What did he have to do? Listen, what did he have to do? He lost his power. He had to start over. Guys, listen up. How many obstacles were in his way? Tons of different obstacles were in his way. Stuff he had never even thought of or seen before. Let me tell you this. There's obstacles that's going to be in your way in life. And they're going to hit you, but I'm going to tell you this, just because they hit you doesn't mean you lose anything in Christ. Do you hear me? You don't lose anything in Christ. You don't listen to this. You don't even have to start over. He had to start over every time, right? Some people are like, "Oh, wow, I've got to start over. I did this. Now I've got to get back with Christ." No, you're already with Christ. Do you hear me? You've got to have that power. That Holy Ghost power is really what's going to help you do things above and beyond what your natural body or sense will tell you to do. Amen? That's it right there. That's the key. What's the key of righteous living is the Holy Ghost. Okay? Now, let me tell you a little further. When I was growing up, and I was told that the Holy Ghost can't come in you if you are unclean or if you've sinned. False. False. Because when the Holy Ghost, when I was filled with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Ghost came inside of me, I was still sinning. I wasn't perfect. Okay? But I had felt, let me tell you this. Those obstacles... And every time you get hit, will you feel weaker? Yeah, you will, actually. You might feel defeated. Why? Because you're human. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with being human, because that's how God made us. But he also made us in his likeness. Amen? So his likeness actually trumps our humanness. Do you hear me? Okay, so let me go a little bit further. Okay, so he forgave us, but I want to talk real quick, but maybe not real quick, on this. Unforgiveness. And this is where it's going to get deep, and I need you for about 10 more minutes only. Okay? Unforgiveness. Christ has forgiven you. I know. Let me tell you what unforgiveness really is. Okay? This is, let's just say, I did something to Bruce, and he's upset with me. Okay? Or just something I've said or done or whatever, did something to Bruce. And it just inside of him, he's like, I thought he was a good guy, and I can't stand that guy. He hurt me, and my God. And then what happens? His unforgiveness, actually, if you ever think about this, have you ever been hurt by someone and didn't forgive them right away? I have. That unforgiveness is actually you taking poison, listen, hoping that they will die. Do you hear me? That's you taking poison. Because let me tell you something. If I did something to Bruce and I didn't know about it, and I'm living my life just as I normally would, man, he probably, that doesn't make him, if he sees me succeeding and all he can think is, man, I can't stand. I just want him to fail. Okay? Listen, unforgiveness to someone else will rot you, will destroy you. It won't do something to the other person. It only does it to you. Okay? Now, there's a difference. If Bruce, so how many of you guys have ever, listen, there's extremes of this. How many of you guys have ever been hurt by someone and they came to you right away and knew that you're upset and you're like, hey, I see that something's changed. You're upset with me. Can you tell me what happened? And they're like, oh, you did that. I don't even know. I mean, you went out with a friend and I thought we were friends and then they're like, hey, can you forgive me? And you're like, yeah, I'll forgive you. But listen, just because you say you forgive someone doesn't mean you actually forgive someone. Right? Have you ever said you've forgiven someone, but at the same time you just said it and didn't do it? Are you listening? Have you ever forgiven someone, said I forgive you, but you never really forgave them? And guess what? That even makes it stronger within inside of you to be mad at them. Okay, but they think, oh, we're cool, and they go live their life, and nothing's going on. Listen, unforgiveness. Let me ask you this: this is grammar. Unforgiveness starts with what letter? Unforgiveness starts with you. Only you. So it's gotta start with you. Now, what about this? How many of you guys have said this? Man, I just can't forgive myself for something I did. That's actually worse than not forgiving, I think, someone else. Because listen up, you will have this. You have this person, he actually is an idiot. He's the accuser of the brethren that is going to just continue to pour that poison inside of you until someday, I've got a friend, listen to this, and I'm not talking bad. Don't think I'm talking bad. This is the truth. Her brother died a few years ago. She got, I don't know, I guess she got a phone call. She didn't answer the phone call, and he killed himself, or I don't know. It was, so she's like, I can't forgive myself, okay? She's mad at him, but guess what? If you're mad at someone that's dead, guess what? They can't say they're sorry anyway. Right? But at the same time, every day is a bad day for her because she looks at a memory and it reminds her of what happened, and she's unforgiven herself. So until she forgives herself, and truly, that's a work. That's not something that comes overnight or easy. Sometimes forgiveness is not easy. It's not just words saying, it's actually actions. And some days, let me tell you this, just like Mario, he got hit and he went sent back. Sometimes you think, and it's maybe years that you actually did forgive someone, and then all of a sudden a smell comes along, or a music comes along, or a memory comes along, and you think about that again. You've got to be able to stomp right back on that. Does that make sense? You've got to be able to say, no, I did forgive, and I'm a better person for it, and I will not be poisoned with this anymore. Amen? Okay, let me ask you this. Some things about forgiveness. So some negative things about, or side effects of unforgiveness are, bitterness, right? Bitterness. Let me just get a quick illustration. Someone come up here, that's Blake. There you go. You'll do it. Come on up, Blake. I want true reactions of this, okay? So I'm going to just be honest with you. We got three waters here. One's a little bit sour, one's a little bit more sour, and the other one is super sour, okay? And I want you to be honest with your reaction. You won't get sick. You don't have to take a lot. If you do get sick, it's just diarrhea, and you'll be okay. I've had it today. We're good. Try that one. Go ahead.
It's not very good.
It's not very good?
No.
Okay. Everyone look at his face, though.
Yeah.
Look at his face. All right. Number two.
It's a little sweeter, but it's really bad.
A little bad? All right. And try this one. Here, hold on. Put that back on.
There we go.
That's probably it. All right. Here we go.
Looks like there's a leaf in there.
Yeah, there's probably a leaf in there. Yeah, go ahead. Take a spit. Listen. Oh,
that definitely made me want to throw up a whole lot. That tasted like throw up. That was disgusting.
Okay. Give Blake a hand. Listen. When you're unforgiving, it's just start with, it's literally like that first drink. It's like, do you think people recognize unforgiveness in you? But the longer you go, the worse it gets, like that last one. But the longer it goes, do you think people really recognize that you're bitter about something? Yeah. Do you think that affects other people? Yeah, it does. Because you're not the person you normally are. If I was Gene, awesome Gene, great Gene, I don't know how you feel about me, crazy Gene, but all of a sudden someone did something to me and I was really upset and hurt and I didn't give up for a year and I came back to this camp, do you think you guys can tell the difference in me? Could I put on a front to start with? Probably so. But eventually my true friends would say, hey, what's going on here? You're not who you are. Listen to this. When you have friends and you see that they're hurting or they're bitter, your best bet is to go up to them and say, hey, what's going on? You're not who you really are. This is not who God made you to be, right? And they may start opening up and you may not know how to deal with it, but truly the root is unforgiveness. Okay? Unforgiveness can really ruin your life. It can. I don't want you guys to have that. Resentment. Guess what? Another thing is, resentment. You know what your resentment is, if you're mad at someone or upset or hurt by someone and it's your resentment, it's simply your resentment. It's not theirs. Okay? Why do I say this? I say that to say this. Guys, some of you guys may tonight have not forgiven someone truly for something they've done or forgiven yourself for something you've done. And for you to be full and free, it's going to take that Holy Spirit. It's going to take you to acknowledge your unforgiveness, either in you or someone else. And it's going to take you as an act to do something about that. They may be here today. Okay? They may be at home. Maybe it's someone you don't talk to anymore. You don't have to go to them. Chances are they may not even remember it. But in your heart, you need to forgive. Amen? You forgive. And eventually, if it ever comes up and you cross this person, let me tell you something. There's no better feeling. But there's a great feeling when you've forgiven someone and you go to them and say, hey, you know, I had a problem with you about this, but I've forgiven you. Chances are they may not even know you had a problem with them. But if they do, and they know you had a problem forgiving them, guess what that does to their heart? It allows themselves to be forgiven and possibly to forgive themselves if they knew. Okay? I'm telling you, unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness is not what Jesus is. Jesus wasn't bitter. He's never bitter about anything you've done. He's not unforgiving about anything you've done. He doesn't look at you bad in any way. Okay? But unforgiveness starts with only you. Amen? So this isn't let's go down to the altar and get Jesus in our... It's you having a heart check. Because if you truly want to be the best you that you can be, you're going to have to search deep in your heart. Because if that's blocking you from being the best you, do you understand what I'm saying? The best you, the best form of you. If that's stopping you, then tonight's a great night to do that. Okay, and we're going to do something. I believe in doing things that symbolize what you do, because I believe this. If you truly, in your heart, do this tonight, listen, then you're able to go back to July 18th, 2023, anytime the enemy comes at you. Because guess what? The enemy will come at you and say this and remind you of why you're upset, right? It happens, okay? But listen to this. Not only does the enemy sometimes do that, but even, listen to this. If I ask you who, one of the biggest things about Thomas in the Bible, what is he best known for?
Doubt.
Anyone else? Everyone would probably say doubt, right? Who said stop doubting? Why do they? Who called him Doubting Thomas? His enemies? Did his enemies? No. Those who were close to him, right? His brothers called him Doubting Thomas. Just, do you think Thomas ever did anything great in his life? Probably so. So many great things. But all they remember, all we know about him, is he was Doubting Thomas. But really, was he doubting? I think he was a Jacob. He wanted proof. Nothing wrong with proof, right? Jacob's going to be an attorney. He's got to have all the proof that he can to make a decision, right? That's right. He just wanted proof. There's nothing wrong with wanting proof, but we look at him just as, so his brothers are the ones that gave him that name. That wasn't the devil. The devil didn't, it wasn't, And the devil cometh unto Thomas and said, you are a doubting Thomas. Right? So, I know this. Even your friends may bring things up in your life. Remember when you did this? Do they hate you? No. They're just human. Now it's up to you to decide if you're going to go back to July 18th, 2023 and say, yeah, I do, but that's no longer me. Yeah, I do, but I've forgiven myself for that. Yeah, I do, but I forgave my dad or my mom for that. And that's what we're going to do now. So I've got this. This is what I want to do. We've got balloons. And I want you to blow up a balloon. And this isn't fun and games. This is actually serious. We're not going to play a game with it. And on those balloons, if there's something that you have to forgive yourself about or someone else, don't look around at other people's balloons. It's none of their business. And you have a marker. You're going to get a marker. And you're going to write those things on the balloon. Okay? Think about it. This is time to think about it. Search your heart. Because here's what I truly want. I truly want the best version of you. Best version of you. And if there's nothing, if you can truly say, hey, there's nothing that I need to forgive myself or someone else about, I want you to still write on that balloon something amazing about yourself. Okay? Do it. Oh, they're writing. What they're writing is if you have forgiveness in your heart about yourself or someone else. Okay? It doesn't have to be very big. Just go ahead and blow it up, tie it up. Does anyone not know how? It doesn't have to be big. Yeah, you're going to write what you have to forgive. What and who you have to forgive is good. Hey guys, please. Do you need help tying it? Do you know how? Okay, go ahead and tie it. Blow it up and tie it. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to take these balloons. And as a symbol of our forgiveness, guys, will you please stop? That's seriously, that's big enough. Just try it. Yep, you're good. That's all right. Your markers may not write perfect on there, but you know what you're writing. Travis, you want to come forward, please? And the band, I think it's great. I think all of you guys can. You're going to write if you have unforgiveness about anyone or anything or for yourself. Is there anything in your heart that you need to forgive? Maybe you've been hurt. The worship band's going to start worshiping. You continue to write. Search your heart. This is... This is between, hey guys, no talking please. This is between you and God. And just write on it. That and just hold it, please. So just write on it and focus on Jesus. Focus, guys, because here's the next step. You're actually going to forgive tonight. It's one thing to acknowledge unforgiveness. It's the next step is to forgive. And it's not easy. Like I said, it's an action. And maybe tomorrow you may wake up and those things start haunting you again. That's just the enemy coming at you, wanting you to fail, wanting to feel like I need to start over. You don't have to start over. You just pick up where you left off and keep going. Search your hearts. This is a heart check. Okay? So right now, as they start worshiping, you're going to, in your heart, start forgiving. It's okay. All right, if you're done, please put your markers to your side. And hold still. Stand to your feet, guys. Stand to your feet if you're done. Let's worship God tonight. Let God do what He wants to do in your heart about this. This is a heart thing, guys. This isn't a physical thing. It's a heart thing. It's an action. So guys, tonight, you may have unforgiveness in your heart. You wrote something down, but you may need counseled on it, or you may need someone to talk you through it. Okay? And as they worship, I want you to come forward. I want counselors to be able to come forward. If that's you, if you really are struggling with something and you need to forgive yourself or someone else and you don't know how to do it, or maybe it's so painful that you need to talk to someone about it. Guess what? That's what we're here for. Because if you don't leave it here, you're going to take it with you home. Chances are, and you're going to continue, that poison's going to continue to go in your heart. And believe me, the enemy wants you destroyed. And he's going to use that against you. Okay? But God's got a different plan for your life. God's got a victorious plan for your life. God's got a plan that says you're an overcomer. Through anything that comes your way, you're an overcomer.